Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
18-inning marathon that the Dodgers end up winning. Ohtani, terrific again. Doubles, homers, walks, and he'll be on the mound tonight for the Dodgers pitching. I'd be curious to see how he performs tonight. Like, last night, whatever, to me, not a must-watch. I think tonight, off of last night's game and Ohtani pitching, this is a bit of a must-watch. Now we get the Knicks tonight as well, but I'd be very curious to see how Ohtani responds and pitches if he gets, you know, if the Blue Jays get to him a little bit. Is he a little tired after last night's game? I mean, that's asking a lot.
I fell asleep, and I'm so disappointed. I watched 12 innings or so after the football. I was bouncing back and forth. I fell asleep, and then what I did was when I got into the studio this morning, I just found the clips on, I don't know if it was YouTube or MLB, whatever. The amount of high-level defensive plays in that game, you know, whether it's Edman who made a couple of really, really good plays, Vladdy with a sick throw, Hernandez with a sick throw from right field, the relays, the cuts. Like, to me, and I was saying this to you a little bit before the show, you know, even if it's a back-and-forth, now, if you love a low-scoring football game, this wouldn't be appealing, but take even, like, I don't know, 37-34, epic Chiefs versus whomever, Bills championship, AFC or Super Bowl, or NBA Finals, the thing hockey, the thing that baseball gives you, and it's not that it's timeless, which sometimes can be annoying, I get it, but the, I don't know, and maybe just hit me differently last night and watching the plays this morning, the amount of times where you're literally, the game's in the balance. I mean, if it's a relay, ball hit down the line, you got some guy chugging from first base. If he's fast, he's going to make it. If he's slow, you know it's close. The amount of plays last night were really off the charts incredible. So I think that's one of the differentiating factors with baseball. Now, some people still think it's too long. Some people think it's still too boring. I still believe that baseball gives you more drama and more moments of suspense than any other sport in a big game.
Yeah, I mean, I have no interest in this World Series. I'm just being honest with you. So, I don't care. If you don't care who wins and you're not betting on it, what's the draw? So, and I love baseball. If it were a team that I cared about, whether it be the Mets or the Yankees, or I had action on it, maybe I'd be locked in last night. I was checking the score throughout the course of the night, did not watch it. And then I got up this morning to see that it went 18 innings. I was like, oh, good thing you didn't stick with that. It's ending at 3 in the morning. Like,
it's insane.
That's where I have a problem. So I'm not going to dispute that it's not drama-filled. What I have a problem with, like, let's say your son, because back in when I was a kid, when I was Colts age, mm-hmm. I was watching the Dodgers and the A's. I remember Kirk Gibson's home run in 1988. I remember the earthquake in 1989. I remember the Reds sweeping the A's in 1990. I remember Otis Nixon, you know, bunting for the final out against the Blue Jays in 91, 92, whatever it was. Like, I was
Joe Carter.
I was in Joe Carter 93. I was into the World Series mm-hmm. as a kid, even though it didn't involve my team necessarily. If a game won 18 freaking innings and it's at 3 in the morning, like,
I know.
You're taking all the youth out of play immediately.
Now, that's a bit of a different conversation, though, to be fair. Like, I'm with you on that. Like, I would, and they'll never do this based on ratings, so we won't waste a lot of time on it. It's overly romantic and it's dead as a doornail. It's dead as a dinosaur. But, yeah, I mean, the great thing for baseball would be to start, you know, a playoff game either at 6 or an afternoon game. Yeah. And again, that's never going to happen.
Like, imagine if that
game... Never going to happen.
But think about it, BT. If that game started at 4 p.m. Eastern time, so mm-hmm. 1 p.m. local time for the Dodgers.
1 p.m. 4 here, gotcha.
Think of how sick that would have been yesterday. That if it's 4 p.m., all right, people throw it on, whether you're at work or you listen to it on the way home, and then it goes throughout through the course of the night. Now everybody locked into the drama beyond the ninth inning.
Yeah.
That, like, if I were up and saw that it was going to extra innings, I would have been into that. However, there's a point, like, I fall asleep now. I was sick last night anyway. I was in bed by 9:30, 10 o'clock. I taped the sports line and I was done. But point is, if that game started earlier, you would have had so much excitement and energy around it and people talking about
it. But now think about this. And again, you're not there yet because Sammy's still young.
Yeah.
But, I mean, listen, I played as much sports as anybody. I did not have the amount of games and practices my kids have. So, last night's an example. Let's say the game did start at 4. My daughter had a soccer game at 5:30. My son had a baseball playoff game at 7. You know, we roll in from his game. It's 9.
Right, but by the time you're home.
I know. But not every game's 18 innings is what I'm saying. I mean, even if it's a conventional 9 or even if it's like 10 or 11, they're missing the game because they're out. So they're out doing activities. So it sounds good. And I know I'm not alone in that because I see kids on the field all the time. There's more. It's funny. We always complain about kids. Nobody goes to the park anymore and just shoots around and plays pickup, which is kind of true. But there's actually more structured, planned practices and games. So it sounds good. The kids would have seen it. The truth of the matter is, mine wouldn't have.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people, though, if that game started at 4, most people would at least pick it up at some point. The game starts at 8, and then by the time it's getting interesting or good late, everybody's in bed. Like, there's no way. Even on the West Coast, the game ends at midnight. So that's a tough ask. If the game started at 7, it still would have been, you know, too long of a game.
Could you imagine?
6-hour game.
Could you imagine if that was the Yankees or the Mets last
night?
Yeah,
well,
could you imagine that?
I mean, I don't even know if I physically would have been able to stay up, but I guess the adrenaline probably would have kept me up.
Can you imagine today?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's...
Wow.
Yeah,
I wish they were in the World Series.
Go ahead, Hop. You have something to add to that?
Yes,
I do. Because there's one thing that you guys are missing, and I think maybe people don't know it, but you're right. Kids are never going to stay up that late. I totally get that. But in the morning, what my kid does every morning is he puts on YouTube, and they have a summary.
That's true.
Condensed game? Or
yes, totally condensed. 30 minutes.
Today it was about 33 minutes because they did a little bit of the pregame and went 18.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Innings, usually about 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
He watches the entire...
Same here.
Every single highlight.
He's right.
They cut out all the crap. So, yes, they cut out a lot of the 18 innings, but they gave all the good stuff.
But here's
the
thing.
So he's able to watch it all.
And you're right. And good job pointing that out. I omitted that. Now, the other thing you can do is you put on Quick Pitch on MLB Network, which he does during, like, World Series different. But, yeah, and it's a good fast encapsulation. The highlights are right. It's good. The problem, I don't even know if it's a problem. The difference, though, and this is, again, a different topic. When I was watching the World Series, I was sitting there with my dad talking about the World Series, okay, talking about the game of baseball. So when Aunt or my son or hundreds and thousands, maybe millions of kids across the world wake up and watch YouTube highlights, they're probably having cereal or eggs, getting ready for school, and it's better than not watching it at all, but are you really maximizing the moment? I would say not.
It's totally different.
It's totally different.
I will tell you this much, though. My dad and I get to watch a little bit of it with my son. And so the three of us, three generations, are sitting there watching ball together.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful thing.
Would have been nice to watch it with my father, but he wouldn't have made it up even if he were alive. But he's not with us any longer, so. I get you guys all with that.
No, it's
just the truth.
Like, I'm going to lay out there. By now, at least I know you're joking.
No.
I still don't want to laugh, but at least I know you're joking.
But I do remember, even though he wasn't a sports fan, like, I remember the Kirk Gibson home run, because that was drama that would bring anybody in. And then my father, like, oh, here's an older guy that's hurt.
He even liked that, too?
I remember that moment as a kid. I was, 9 years old or whatever it was at the
time? That was 88.
All right, so, and I'm sure that happened. Did the game start at 7 o'clock? Like, I remember being up. I also remember being in and out of sleep for a certain World Series. Like,
me too.
I don't remember the exact situation as a kid, but I do remember being more into it. And also, just like, do you really care who wins this World Series? Are you rooting for Mattingly? Or
you know, I told you I am. I came around. I want to see Dodger get the ring. And I want to see the Dodgers lose. I'm tired. I can't stand the Dodgers anymore. I'm sick of it.
So then maybe you have more of I just don't care.
I get it. Yeah. I mean, if the Mets aren't there, or the Yankees, for most people, you know, they're not watching. And I'm not watching it
right.
The way I would be watching our teams, clearly. Right. Yeah, I was watching Mahomes last night.
Yeah.
I'll be watching the Knicks a little bit tonight, doing the dance. Yeah. But yeah, I'd love to see Mattingly win for him, and I'd love to see the Dodgers lose. I'm tired of them.
Sports Talk on WFAN, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. John is in Philly. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, before I go into my Yankee point, one thing that the Dodgers do, and you guys just mentioned it before, they have an unbelievable ability of identifying prospects and unloading key prospects. That's how they got Mookie Betts. And going out and signing guys like Freddie Freeman, that changes the entire dynamic of that team. But I think the Mets are actually in better position than the Yankees because they have farm system and the money, so they can replicate this in the years to come. But here's my my Yankee point. Because the Yankees, I think, have to operate a little bit differently, I say this with a lot of respect to Stanton. The guy's been a team player, a leader, key moments he's come up, and he's owned up to his shortcomings, which I respect. I think the Yankees absolutely have to release Stanton this offseason. He's got 2 years, $34 million total in his contract. Go out there and get a first baseman. Or, and this is, hopefully this doesn't happen, but we don't really know yet what Judge's elbow is going to be. We hope that he rehabs it during the offseason. He has no issues. But if he has a situation next year where he re-aggravates that elbow,
yep.
He then goes immediately at DH spot. So I think the Yankees have to be much more proactive as they have not been in the past. Go out there and make some roster moves. They can't roll out the same team to next year.
John, let me tell you this. And the Stanton, here we are with the Stanton stuff. Yeah. I think I've been talking about Stanton for 10 years, wanting him gone. And it is all about respect. I got you. But he definitely complicates what they can do. I mean, it's easy for me to say this, but I really think that I would do this if I was Hal. I would buy out Stanton. I would. I would make him disappear.
I'm sure you could trade him at this point for something.
Yeah, maybe 60, 70 cents on the dollar. That's probably pretty true at this point.
There's got to be some value from somebody in saying that even if you paid a portion of it down and didn't get anything back. Like, I think that there's ways to work with it if they wanted to move on from
And I think there was a point where maybe that wasn't the case with him, where he just wasn't physically viable enough. Yeah, I'm probably with you on that. Oh, yeah, by the way, the Marlins are paying $10 million of the money as well, so they're going to help defray that. So get rid of Stanton. I say that with respect. Bring back Bellinger, put him at first base, go get Kyle Tucker. That's, you want to make a real move, that's your power move.
Yeah, and I would say the same thing, or at least similar with, it's not just about spending money. And in the Mets case, it was just like, well, yeah, bring this guy back, bring that guy back, and then add on top of it. No, I would also look to change some things. Like, I would move on from McNeil, I would get rid of Vientos, I would try to get rid of Brandon Nimmo. Like, what does Nimmo bring to the table exactly? He's a subpar defender, doesn't run well, often injured, inconsistent offensively, even though the numbers might have been there. And I love Brandon Nimmo personally.
Yep.
I think he's a great dude. I think he's a positive in the clubhouse.
He is.
I'm just trying to build a better baseball team with baseball players. And I can't have limitations all over the place. Same thing with Pete. Like, I'd bring Pete back as a DH.
Mm.
Pete's got to be the DH. End of story. He could play 80 games at first. He's not playing 162 or 150 at first. He's going to play half the games at DH, half the games at first, and in the big games in the postseason, he's going to be DH. Like, that to me is non-negotiable. I'm not bringing back guys just because of certain character traits or certain skill sets that they bring. I want a more well-rounded team. So not only spending more money and making big acquisitions, you also want to build the team the smart way. So getting rid of Stan for the Yankees would be a number one thing that I would have been doing for years. We talked about this.
Mm.
Nimmo would be that guy for the Mets for me.
Basically trying to get rid of guys who just are deficient in areas that generally creep up in the worst moments. Like last year, I was showing you, I know you fell asleep, but I showed you during the break there was a play, and I'm not saying he's Mattingly or Keith Hernandez or even Freddie Freeman. Vlad Guerrero made a play last night where it was a ball from shortstop in the hole, and it was short, right? And there was obviously a runner who was trying to get to third base. So he comes firing off the bag. It's a vicious short hop. Like, it had some heat on it. Short hop, one motion, throws a dart to third, bang, out. There is no way Pete Alonso could do that.
Yeah.
There is no chance. Now, I know Pete picks the ball. Everybody, he picks the ball amazingly. Okay. Then he's got to basically look at the seams and throw a knuckleball before he unleashes one. So,
a free throw.
Exactly. We could sit here and say, well, he's worked hard on his defense. Again, I'm not trying to denigrate him. I'm just pointing out the obvious that people need to understand this now. When you are trying to win a World Series, that stuff matters. It's going to rear its ugly head. If you got an outfielder like Nimmo, who's got a rag arm, and there's a play at the plate, and he throws a lollipop to the shortstop, and guess what? The base runner scores from first base on a double down the line by a half a foot. Well, if you actually had an arm, you're out. And if Stanton could run and Stanton could actually play defense, well, that enables Boone to do some things. So this is not knocking players that have done a lot for these teams. And that's not about being disrespectful.
Right.
It's pointing out the obvious. It's time to get to work for the Yanks and Mets. Let's go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.